The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
So there you have it, our hindsight 2020 NCAA bracket. We've got Ohio State, Kansas, Pittsburgh, and Texas in the Final Four. You heard it here first after the tournament already started. Welcome back, Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here alongside Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. And Scott, let's go rapid fire. We'll go through every single game going on today and tomorrow in the NCAA tournament. X factor and winner in each one of these. Let's start with the Saturday game in the East region between Kentucky and West Virginia. Give me an X factor and a winner.
Brandon Knight, if he scores more than 2 points, I like their chances. And I'm going to go Kentucky in that one.
West Virginia's physical play is going to rattle Kentucky early on. Kentucky's not used to SEC type of physical play. I think it's a big factor here. Bob Huggins and West Virginia win that one over Kentucky. On Sunday games, Ohio State versus George Mason out of the East region.
I'll go David Leidy for my X factor. Kind of a role player stepping up and having a big game.
My X factor is that Ohio State's playing George Mason, and Ohio State will beat George Mason. Another Sunday game, Syracuse versus Marquette. I'm going to go first here because Marquette's one of my favorites to go deep in this tournament despite being an 11 seed. Marquette's got a lot of athletic players that shredded Syracuse's zone during the regular season. I think they do it again, and Marquette gets it done with another upset against Syracuse.
I'm going the other way. 3-point shooting by Syracuse.
Okay. North Carolina versus Washington, the final Sunday game in the East region. What's your pick?
UNC. I like their athleticism. I like their overall talent, yeah.
I think the bracket opens up a lot for Ohio State. I like Isaiah Thomas scoring a lot of points for Washington in this game. I think they do enough inside to match up with North Carolina. Washington in the upset over North Carolina. Let's go to the West region. Saturday game, Cincinnati versus UConn, a Big East matchup, which UConn won during the regular season at Cincinnati. What's your pick?
I have to go UConn. I'm riding the Kemba Walker train.
As much as I think UConn is tired, they're a much better team than Cincinnati. Good run for Cincinnati. Glad they got to the second round. It's nice to see Cincinnati basketball back. Kemba Walker and that UConn team, way too much talent. Definitely UConn. Temple versus San Diego State, a 7-2, which I think could be a very likely upset here. I know Steve Fisher's team is 33-2. I don't think San Diego State is very good. I think Temple is better than people give them credit for. I think Temple upsets San Diego State and does it relatively easily.
I really don't know much about San Diego State, but if they do keep winning, just be careful because they might have to give some banners back later.
Sunday games out of that region, Arizona versus Texas, an intriguing matchup because Arizona is a team that not a lot of people have seen play. Everybody knows about the talent of Texas. However, Arizona might have the best player on the floor in Derek Williams. Who you got?
Well, they might have the best one player, but Texas has the next best 2, 3, and 4 players. So I've got Texas.
I think Tristan Thompson is a tough matchup for Derek Williams. I think Williams will get his, but at the same time, like you said, Texas, way too much talent. They beat Arizona. How about this game? We'll skip Duke, Michigan. We'll go to that last out of the Southwest region. Richmond versus Morehead State. What do you got?
I'm going to go with the speed of the guard Anderson from Richmond over the rebounding prowess of Kenneth Faried.
I'm going to go with a team that went through the A-10, which is a more difficult conference than people realize, against a team who had to win their conference tournament to get in. It was a great win against Louisville. I think they're going to have an emotional letdown. I think Richmond beats Morehead State. Sunday games in that region, Kansas versus Illinois. Interesting matchup now that Bill Self is going to be facing off against Illinois. However, in my opinion, Kansas, too much talent. I like Illinois. I think Illinois has talent, but they also are very inconsistent. I'll take Kansas.
Well, Illinois has one big man to match up with the two from Kansas and Mike Davis. It's whether or not Tisdale shows up. I don't think he does. I think Kansas wins easily.
I do think McCamey could be a matchup nightmare for them, but overall, I think. How about Notre Dame versus Florida State? Athletic versus non-athletic, I guess we'll go with. I guess that's the best versus way to explain Notre white. Dame. Yeah, how about we'll just go with that. Who do you got, Notre Dame or Florida State?
I'll go Notre Dame. I'm always a little bit leery of three-point shooting teams, but they seem to prove it time
Leonard
and time
Hamilton's out. Teams are likely to turn the ball over. I'll tell you that every single time they play. I think Florida State turns it over a bunch. I think Notre Dame takes advantage of those. They end up winning. How about Virginia Commonwealth versus Purdue, another Sunday game?
We talked about it earlier. You've got the two stars for Purdue. They'll shine.
Too much matchup. Purdue wins that game. Southeast region, Pitt versus Butler.
I like Pitt. I picked them. Well, I actually picked Butler to lose. I mean, Brad Wanamaker is kind of an unknown star along with Ashton Gibbs, and they have the size down low.
You know what? Butler, I like Butler. I like Matt Howard, but he tends to get into foul trouble in these types of games where he's overmatched in the post. I think he gets into foul trouble, and Butler has trouble with that one. Kansas State versus Wisconsin. I think Jordan Taylor gets the better of Jacob Pullum here. I think Kansas State has peaked too quickly. I see Wisconsin getting to the Sweet 16, finally beating Kansas State.
I like that. My X factor would be if Frank Martin just lights a fire under
them. Oh, he's so
them.
Scary. Yeah. He's like the mix between a Navy SEAL and a mob boss. He is scary. And then finally, before we get to Michigan Duke, Gonzaga versus BYU. Jimmer Fredette is a great player. They don't have the depth that Gonzaga does. I'm going to go Gonzaga in this game.
I agree, and I actually picked that originally from last year, Sacre down low, Harris on the outside, and let's not forget when you have John Stockton in the stands, it always helps.
UCLA, Florida, who you got?
Florida, I think UCLA is a fluke.
Florida looked way too hot in that first game. I'm not a huge fan of Florida, but I think they're a good team. And finally, Duke versus Michigan. What can Michigan do to eke out a win here? Can they do anything?
Yep, hit some threes early, eliminate the guard play by Duke, because I don't think they have the inside presence. They have big guys, but they're not that good inside.
I worry that Morgan will get in foul trouble with the Plumlee brothers in there, and I worry that Michigan playing in Charlotte might get rattled. I think it's closer than people think, but I don't think they have any shot to beat Duke. We appreciate Dan Kilbridge, SpartanTailgate.com, joining us. Enjoy all the games. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.